Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next. Hey, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, January 27th. It'll be broadcast live on Dish Network Channel 997, SLA TV, and SuperiorClickToBid.com. The sale starts 8 a.m. Central Time. 23,500 head will be sold, 8,100 feeder steers, 4,200 feeder heifers, and 9,300 weaned calves on offer. For details about the cattle selling, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or give them a call, 800-422-2117.
It came in waves, ruthlessly eliminating the toughest, hard-to-kill grassy weeds in wheat. Everest 3.0 herbicide delivers superior flush-after-flush control of wild oats and green foxtail. And Everest 3.0 is registered for use on yellow foxtail, barnyard grass, Japanese brome, and key broadleaf weeds that can invade your wheat and rob your yields. Ask your retailer about Everest 3.0. Always read and follow label directions.
Back in 2004, a family, the Sackett family, bought a vacant lot near Priest Lake, Idaho. It was not a waterfront property at all. They didn't have a water view. It had no surface water connection, any stream, creek, lake, or other water body. But still, EPA, after they initially gave them a permit, came in, and they decided that they had to cease and desist. EPA saying it was a wetland. They said the Sacketts could not construct their home. They demanded costly restoration work. They required a 3-year monitoring program during which the property had to be left untouched. The agency also threatened the Sacketts with fines of up to $75,000 a day just because they could. They also denied the Sacketts the right to use the property. They said they could not sell the property, and they said that they could not in any way challenge this order in court. The Sacketts said, what? They became represented by the Pacific Legal Foundation. They argue it was unlawful to deny them a judicial hearing. They eventually won, and they took the case all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court when they got a ruling in their favor in 2012 confirming their right to contest the order. Basically, ever since the Supreme Court gave the Sacketts the right to contest the order, they've been battling with EPA, and now they're asking for the Supreme Court to ultimately say what can be and what cannot be a wetland, what cannot be a water of the U.S. The Supreme Court saying they're going to take on this BOTUS case again. How far will they go this time? Hard to say, but the Sacketts say it's time there's some clarity. Funeral services are planned for later today at the First United Methodist Church in Woodward for Terry Peach, former State Secretary of Agriculture during the Brad Henry administration. Secretary Peach, well known for his establishment of weekly meetings of the agricultural groups of the state of Oklahoma at the State Department of Agriculture to talk over issues of the day and things going on at the state capitol and more. It allowed Oklahoma agriculture groups to become more united in dealing with the state government and with the state legislature. Started by Secretary Peach, that tradition continued under Jim Reese and now Blaine Arthur. Terry Peach, memorial service today, 1 o'clock in Woodward. From the calendar, Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association have got their Winter Policy Conference coming up this Thursday, January 27th, at the Embassy Suites Northwest Expressway across from Baptist Hospital. The session gives the cattlemen a chance to tweak their policy positions ahead of the state legislative session coming up soon. You've got farm news on Ron.
It's Oklahoma's oldest annual production sale, Saturday, February 5th at 12:30 p.m. at Messner Ranch near Slapout, Oklahoma. This sale will feature 150 service-age Hereford and Angus bulls and 75 Hereford and Angus heifer pairs and heavy breads. To view an online catalog and videos, go to www.dvauction.com or call 580-552-1555. It's the Messner Ranch annual production sale, Saturday, February 5th at 12:30 p.m.
And that's your farm news. I'm Ron Hayes.